Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And welcome to Connected. Tim, it's always a joy just to sit down behind the mic and talk about Jesus with dear friends.
Well, I have to say that you're my favorite guest here today, besides Jesus being in the house.
But you're my guest, and I'm your guest.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be awesome here in just a little while. We have our special pastor friend, Bill Preston, back with us. He is an anointed man of God, and I've known him for several years, an awesome evangelist and a teacher. But, you know, Sharon, there are so many people out there that have been listening to Connected for over a year now. And we've had so many responses, people saying they've been healed, they've been saved, they've been delivered, spirits of insomnia, people couldn't sleep at night, they turn on He's Alive radio and fall asleep.
Now, we just put them to sleep, too,
at
10 o'clock at night with
us for your program. Evenings with Sharon, right here on He's Alive.
But it starts off when this program re-airs, the program you're listening to right now, it re-airs at 10 in the evening. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we're putting them to sleep, Tim. And we will be right back with our friend, Bill Preston.
Time has cast a shadow on her memory. An age has robbed her mind of dates and names. Seems the pieces of her past are lost forever, and the old home place just doesn't seem the same. Faded pictures taped into the family album. She tries in vain but can't seem to recall that the handsome man was once her loving husband, who went home to be with Jesus just last fall. But she still remembers Jesus and His amazing grace. He left a mark upon her heart that time cannot erase. She can tell you who He is and what He did and why He came. She still remembers Jesus' name. Still her children come most every day to see her. Behind their smiles they try to their pain, but at times it's hard to keep the tears from coming. When she asks her firstborn child, "Now what's your name?" Yet she knows every word to Rock of Ages cleft for me. You can feel His presence in the room when she quotes John 3:16. Though she was just a young girl when she first knelt down to pray, she remembers when she met Him, like like it was yesterday. Yes, he still remembers Jesus and his amazing grace. He left a mark upon her heart that time cannot erase. She can tell you
today is Bill Preston, and he ministers alongside of other ministers on staff at Everlasting Covenant in Fairmont, West Virginia.
And what an awesome man of God he is. And Bill, we appreciate your ministry not only as a pastor, but also as an evangelist and a teacher, and the folks that are listening can see the gifts and calling of God that are on your life. How long have you been in the ministry now?
Since 1973, I dare not say how many years that's been, but just seems like yesterday when the Lord called me into the ministry, and I look back over the years and have seen the wonderful things that God has done, where he's taken me to churches and jails and prisons and hospitals and schools and all of these places, and just the love of God has just touched so many people's lives.
Praise God.
And you said that the word the Lord has for you to share today is unsolved mystery, the unsolved mystery.
Right.
Okay. Where is that found in Scripture?
Well, we're going to look at John chapter 8, one of the most glorious accounts of the life of Jesus Christ and the grace of God flowing out. And it says, Jesus stayed all night on the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he went into the temple. And while he was teaching, sitting there, the scribes and the Pharisees brought in a woman. And you get back to the original Greek, it says they dragged her in. And they cast her down at his feet.
Praise God.
And they said, this woman was caught in the act of adultery, the very act. The law says she should be stoned. What do you say?
Okay.
And Jesus, he didn't say a word. He bent over and he wrote something in the dust. Now, we have to realize the dust, the temple floor was made out of stone, but it was very dusty. So what he actually wrote was in the temple floor. And they continued pressuring him that they might accuse him. And he picked up a stone and he said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And then he bent over and he wrote the second time up on the ground. The question is, what did he write? Because what he wrote brought conviction.
Yes, it did.
Up on these self-righteous hypocrites. And one by one, they went away. Now, he did not deny what they were saying was true, because the law did say a person caught in the act of adultery was to be put to death. We asked the question, well, where was the man?
Yeah. Didn't they have to bring two?
That's
two
right.
To tango.
It's two to tango, doesn't it? But they all walked out. And there is Jesus with this woman all alone. And he says, woman, where are thine accusers? And they looked around. Lord, there aren't any. Where are those who condemn you? She said, Lord, there is none. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Now, he could have condemned her. Because he is the one that wrote the law. He's the one that gave the law.
That's right.
To the children of Israel. So the question is, how is he going to be just and righteous and uphold the law and at the same time forgive this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Don't you believe it was a trick that they were trying to trick Jesus?
Yes.
Knowing his heart of love, and he's either going to have to stone her or break the law.
Absolutely.
And you couldn't trick Jesus. You just couldn't trick him. He knew the law better than they did.
He's the lawgiver. He is the one that wrote the law with his fingertip there on Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
So how is he going to forgive this woman? Well, we know how, because a short time later, the great lawgiver is going to die on the cross for her.
Yes.
In order that she can be forgiven.
Amen.
But here's the unsolved mystery. What did he write on the ground? Jesus is the Word of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is the living Word of God. He did nothing outside of the written Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that whatever he wrote would have to be in harmony with the Word of God.
That's right.
Jesus lived out the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He fulfilled the prophecies. So can we go back into the Scripture and find out what he wrote? Yes, we can. And I want to take the listeners back to Jeremiah chapter 17. And I want you to listen to this because this is very powerful. In the 17th chapter of Jeremiah and the 13th verse, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water.
Yes.
They forsook the Lord.
That's right.
They did not have mercy.
That's right.
The law condemns, but grace forgives.
Praise God.
Mercy is the condescending love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Their names were written in the earth.
Praise God.
Instead of this poor woman.
Absolutely.
And you know, that adulterous woman, it could just as easily be a prostitute, a homosexual, a lesbian, a thief, a liar. Because the law says the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But Jesus says to us, neither do I condemn you.
Yes.
He didn't condone the sin, did he?
No.
He said, go and sin
Praise God. Yes.
That's what repentance is.
Yes.
If we are genuinely sorry for our sin, we will repent from it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God for his mercy and his grace.
Absolutely.
So I hope that helps solve a mystery. I've never, ever heard a preacher, you know, actually say, well, what did Jesus write?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we really don't know. But he was the Word of God. He lived out the Word of God.
Yes.
And he fulfilled the written Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be something from the Scripture
Absolutely.
That he wrote.
Praise God.
And that's what brought Holy Ghost conviction
Absolutely.
Up on those hypocrites.
Praise God. And like you said, Bill, Jesus Christ, he didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. And where the law abounds for every listener that's out there, if you're trying to earn your way into heaven or have a relationship with Christ by works that cannot be done, it's through faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Once you have the faith in Jesus Christ, those good deeds and works that are done in the body will take place, and you will fulfill the law by walking in grace like Jesus did.
Praise God.
Amen.
Like the old saying, it's better felt than telt. And I'll tell you, I feel the Spirit of God here this morning because God's love is so wonderful.
Yes, praise
so
God.
Wonderful.
Mm.
And he's still forgiving. He's still receiving. Mm-hmm. He's still accepting people just as they are.
Thank you, Lord.
But he loves us too much to leave us that way.
Yes.
He justifies us, and then he sanctifies us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a work that will take until he comes.
Amen. Amen. Maybe you're listening right now and you've been caught in the act of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is your story today. Mm-hmm. Jesus is saying, you know, if you come to him and repent, He'll forgive you. Mm-hmm. He pardoned her with this note, side note. It had to be repentance. Mm-hmm. Repentance is forsaking the sin. So he says, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. In other words, repent. Don't go back to it.
That's right.
And that's all there is to it. Now, sometimes the wages of our sin, there's a price because we sow to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't forgive, or sometimes people can't get over our sin.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ will forgive no matter what it is.
Praise God. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be praying.
Evil can come near me, dwelling in his secret place.
We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Tim and Brother Bill, we were looking in the scripture where the woman was brought in, was caught in the act of adultery, and I wonder how these dudes caught this act. Were they peeping Toms? did they follow the man in there? You know, whatever they were doing, they gave him time to get away. Mm-hmm. If they were caught in the act, maybe this poor old dude, you know, that they caught had something on them.
Yeah, maybe the next time Brother Bill can talk about that unsolved mystery.
Maybe he was saying, well, where was your donkey parked last night?
Exactly. So, but nonetheless, they brought her to Jesus, and I'm sure she probably just had the sheet wrapped around her. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they wanted to humiliate her and threw her out in the center of everybody to stone. And Jesus said that he doesn't condemn, but he said, go and sin no more.
That's exactly
and
right.
I want you to pray for those that are under condemnation because of their sin or conviction of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for them?
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lift up that person to you right now, Father. God, they are so broken. They are so humiliated. They have no self-esteem. They're looking at what they have done. But Lord God, I pray that you will open their eyes to let them see what Jesus has done on that cross of Calvary.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Unconditionally he has accepted them.
Mm.
That he shed his blood just for them, that they may be washed. And even though they may be an adulteress, even though they may be a prostitute, if they will come to Jesus Christ, he will recreate them and they will become a pure virgin again in God's sight. And that's all that matters.
Mm.
Jesus paid the price for you. Just call upon him right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just ask him to forgive you and to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. And if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ right now, we just encourage you to go to your phone and dial 301-895-3292. A nice person will pick up the phone, take your call, and just confess to them that you received Christ. For Romans 10 and verse 10 says, "For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation,
Amen.
And with the heart man believes unto righteousness." Praise
Amen.
God.
It's been a joy today, and your program, The Anchor Holds, every Saturday, 11:15. Tune into it. Tim, your program, Faith Is Now, is 10:45. And so you can get the word in you. I mean, I'm sitting here with two preachers that preaches truth, preaches it straight, and you will get the word in you if you tune into He's Live Radio on Saturday mornings.
Yes, and we sure do appreciate Pastor Bill Preston and his ministry, his wife Norma, and his daughter, Missy.
Yes.
And I've known him for quite a long time, and what a man of integrity. We so appreciate you, Bill.
I'm a man of a great God.
Amen.
That's my testimony. Not a great man of God, but a man of a great God.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.